Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. All right, welcome back to this week's episode. I am talking all about the silly mistakes that I've made living with celiac disease. I just thought it'd be interesting to let you guys know of some of the things that I've done in more recent years. I've been diagnosed for well over a decade now, but we still make mistakes. We still learn. It's always a learning journey. But I wanted to share these because I shake my head at myself now that I ever did any of these things. And I just wanted to, you know, make you more aware that it is okay to make mistakes and that we all learn together. So let's start with the first one. So a couple of years ago, I was going through a major phase of being completely over the top environmentally friendly. I've always been a massive advocate for being environmentally friendly and doing my best. And, you know, I remember years and years and years ago being one of the first people that used reusable bags before it was a done thing. And one of my friends being completely embarrassed with me, but anyway, and now everyone does it. But so what I was doing was I was taking my own jars and containers and I was going to a bulk food store where you had bulk bins of food and you could scoop your own food out and put in your containers. And I did this for some time. It was maybe 6 months that I was doing it continuously. And I put it to the back of my mind that, you know, there's a major risk here for cross-contamination. But because I was so focused on cutting down my waste and really trying to focus on having less rubbish go into my garbage bin, I was actually more focused on that than my own health, and I probably should have been putting my own health first. Let's say I definitely should have, not maybe, definitely should have been putting my health first before the environment. It sucks that we have to make a choice, but unfortunately, you know, that's a predicament that we have. And when COVID hit, I was unable to do that anymore. And I stopped shopping there and I started buying my food that I was buying from there in packaged containers from our supermarket again. And it was things, you know, like nuts and seeds and cacao powder and, you know, things that were probably quite a risky thing to be buying from there. And looking back, I really can't believe that I did it. And I just wanted to share in case anyone else is doing it. And it's probably not worth the risk. We don't know what goes on when those containers are being refilled. We don't know what's going on with the customers as far as the cross-contamination. So that was my first thing that I wanted to share with you, buying food in bulk. So I would say it's a big no-no and I should have never have done it. And I urge you to stop doing it if you're doing it, just in case, because of the risk of cross-contamination. All right, the second one, you might have heard me talk about this in a previous episode, but it's about not asking about food products being gluten-free each time I've shopped. And this also goes for not only asking, but reading packaging, because brands change and they change what they produce their foods with and on as far as production lines and ingredients. So we do need to read each time. It gets quicker and easier, but I stopped asking at my local butcher and I got very complacent and I've been shopping there for many, many years and I stopped asking about what was gluten-free and I got quite sick and I was getting all the symptoms of being glutened again. And I went to my doctors and we could not for the life of me work out where I was getting so much gluten in my system from. And lo and behold, it ended up being the bacon in the bacon that I was buying from my local butchers. So they were buying it from another company. So they were buying the bacon in. They were no longer making it themselves. And that company was injecting it with a wheat liquid. So that wheat liquid was making me quite ill. And yeah, so if I had asked, that wouldn't have happened. So yeah, that's definitely something we need to keep doing. So that has been a little bit of a slap on the wrist for me and a bit of a reminder to keep doing it, because, you know, after quite some time and so many years, I did get complacent. So it was a much needed reminder. All right, another mistake that I made was not seeking better support earlier on. And what I like to say is, you don't know what you don't know. And that's the thing with celiac disease. There's so much that we don't know. And until we get that guidance and get that support, there's so much that we're not, you know, not aware of, or we're not learning that we need to. And when I was first diagnosed, I was put onto the worst dietitian. He was not a good match for me. He was not a specialist in celiac disease. And I think it's important that we need to find that person that can actually support us and can give us the guidance. So I do wish that I had looked for the right person for me, rather than having to spend years and years learning and teaching myself everything that I needed to know to feel better. All right, moving on to the next one. I allowed gluten flour in my kitchen. I allowed gluten flour in my kitchen. Many of you are probably thinking, oh my goodness, no way. And some of you are probably thinking, yeah, so what? What's the big deal? So flour gets very airborne. It gets in everything. It's actually a nightmare. And I kind of put up with it for too long. And it wasn't until my eldest daughter started, you know, growing her interest in baking, that it started freaking me out, because she was using things that I was cooking, or baking rather, my food in, and she made a mess. She's not the tidiest little chef, that one. And it just got to me, and my anxiety levels were through the roof, and I was like, nah, I can't do this anymore. I cannot have normal flour in my house. So I decided it was all going. So I cleared out my pantry completely and got rid of anything to do with flour that was full of gluten, and we no longer have it in the house. And if she wants to bake any cakes or muffins or anything like that from packets, they are gluten-free versions, so that we don't have to stress over that. So I do regret that we didn't do that from day one from my diagnosis. But again, I wasn't given the guidance early on. I wasn't given that information about cross-contamination. And I feel like, you know, if I'd had that support earlier on, I would have known these things. But that's the thing. Without that knowledge, we just don't know, you know, how harmful certain things can be. All right. So I hope that, you know, helps you see that we are all on this journey together. We are all normal. We all have the same, you know, sorts of stresses and anxiety, and it is okay to keep learning, and it is okay to make mistakes. But if you're making any of these mistakes like I have, then please learn from my mistakes, and moving forward, you know, you'll be a better version of yourself. So just a nice quick episode for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this. You can have a little chuckle at my mishaps. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk with you guys again very, very soon. Thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.